I hope you're familiar with Peter Greenberg. You can always check out his website, petergreenberg.com, if you're planning any travel. You should do that. But he has a show that airs here every weekend on WGN called Eye on Travel. And where are you today? Where in the world are you, Peter?
Santa Monica, California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is the Santa Monica Pier bigger and better than ever, or?
You know what it is? It goes back to 1909. They've completely kept it the way it's supposed to be. They even have the old bumper cars and, of course, the legendary carousel that goes back nearly 100 years.
Wow. Do we really have to heed a travel warning for Switzerland? I found
that. Watch out for the chocolate.
Yeah.
Watch out for the chocolate. No, look, we have to understand the way travel advisories or warnings are done these days by the State Department. Every country gets one, right? They're just done on different levels. Four different levels. Level one means travel with normal caution. I still have no idea what that means. Level two means travel with increased caution. At this point, you're probably hiding in your basement. Level three says reconsider travel. At this point, you're in the safe room. And level four says three words, do not travel. Now you're basically a barricaded suspect. However, these are not travel bans. They're not travel laws that you get to break. They're advisories. And I encourage everyone listening to understand exactly what that means. You know, common sense rules here.
Right.
And a travel advisory to Switzerland, please.
I know. I thought this is comical. The CDC has put out a measles warning after someone flew with measles. I'm surprised this is the first time.
Well, they should have been putting out a measles warning about 3 months ago just in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
So they're a little late to the game on this one. And of course, for those people who want to get to the vaccine argument, that's another issue as well. But yes, people need to be aware that we have a problem with measles right now.
Best time to book an airline ticket? I know you have this on petergreenberg.com, but it's the most popular question that comes across on the text line when you're on the air with us.
Well, there used to be a better answer for this. It used to be like Tuesday night at midnight or 54 days out. But what's going on right now in the airline business is that all their algorithms that are used to set projections and price and demand, you got to throw them out the window because with the trade and tariff wars, the numbers that they were projecting are nowhere near what they're going to be, meaning they're going down about visitation to the U.S. and visitation and travel from the U.S. So we're seeing a much shorter booking window, and you may find great deals now even as far as or as little as 3 days in front of your flight.
Oh, I love that. I love last-minute travel. United came out and said their forecast looks really strong for the fall, that they're adding more flights out of O'Hare. Is that an effort to, beef up the competition with American?
That's all it is right now, because it's wishful thinking if they think fall travel is going to be booming. That's the one quarter of the year where travel tends to drop. This is just the competition, the neck-and-neck battle that's going on right now between American and United for gate supremacy in Chicago.
When you're booking a rental car, a hotel, a variety of different things when you're traveling, and it says, do you have a code? Do you have an AARP code, credit card code, a promotion code? Should you put that in before you find out the price that they quote you? Because I kind of feel like maybe they don't apply.
Well, you know, a lot of these codes apply, but they're applying based on the highest rental cost that's quoted for the car. You know, if they're giving you 10% off and the rental car rate is $200 because you gave them that code versus $160 if you don't, this is the time for comparison shopping, and not to mention a telephone call, not to do it online.
Oh, you're right. You always say that. Go old school. That works in our favor?
Almost every time, because remember, the website doesn't always have the best updates on the inventory of the rental car fleet. The local authority does, meaning the local franchisee does, because if they don't have cars, doesn't matter what you're booking, the price gets accordingly up, gets accordingly increased.
Someone is asking, following a cruise, they'll be staying in Trastevere, wondering what is the best way to book activities.
Well, the best way to book activities is pick up the phone. Here we go again. Pick up the phone, call the concierge at the best hotel in town, and have them organize everything for you. People think that you can only use a concierge if you're staying at that hotel. Not true.
Mm. What do you pay that person then?
You tip them like you would anybody else for great service. Remember, for example, if I'm on a cruise and I know that I'm going to be in a port for 9 hours, I have a choice of either getting on the tour bus with 55 other people and schlepping along to some souvenir store, or I get a chance to call the concierge at a hotel, get them to give me their best car and driver, share the cost with another couple on the ship, and have a much better time.
And you would just tip them via your credit card on the phone?
Well, no, you're going to see them because that's probably where you're going to go get the car. Or you could tip them with a credit card on the phone. Easily done.
Okay. Another question from Linda in Naperville. I've heard you, if you search for an airline ticket for one person, the price will be higher than if you search for two tickets for the same route. Is this true?
I'm going to give you a qualified yes. Delta is experimenting on certain basic economy fares. They're trying to segment out business travelers, saying that if you're traveling by yourself, you're going to pay more. If you travel with somebody else, the cost for each ticket goes down. It's not in every flight. It's not in every market. It's a little suspicious, but yes, they are attempting to test this now.
That's interesting. Deals for this summer. Is it too late? Do you have any suggestions?
No, it's not too late, especially if you want to go overseas. Remember, travel in the U.S. is going to be booming because so many Americans have decided not to go overseas this summer and stay closer to home because of either tariff or trade wars or economic uncertainty or what have you. And that means domestic travel in the 48 continental U.S. is going to be more expensive. Check out some of the overseas deals right now. You're going to see them. They won't last long, but for the next 2 weeks, they'll be available.
And Peter, when you travel, which you travel in more than anybody, is there one thing you always carry on the plane? Is it noise-canceling headphones? What is that one item that makes it easier for you?
Extra-strength duct tape.
For your fellow passengers?
It's true. No, not to wrap up fellow passengers, but it fixes everything. It fixes everything. Either a cracked suitcase, a chipped corner of a table, whatever, you'd be surprised. Plus, of course, the obvious choices, batteries and a flashlight, and an extra set of charger cords, because I'm one of those guys who forgets them.
Every single time. I'm with you on that. Thank you so much for joining us. Travel safe.
You got it.
You will find him at petergreenberg.com, and you will hear him this weekend on 720 WGN.